Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? How you doing, man?
Hey, given the circumstances, I'm doing pretty well.
Nice. Are you currently in lockdown? Are you in quarantine?
I'm not. Surprisingly, as far as I know, this might change today, but we're still not in full lockdown. Like Jacob, my son, daycare right now, he's still able to do that for another day or two, I think. And given the circumstances and given personal situation, I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah. Tell me how life is there. Like what's it like on the ground right now?
On the ground in the US?
Yeah. Well, where you are on the ground inside of your apartment.
Yeah, it's funny because the weird thing is like how quickly we normalize like crazy shit. Like I went to the grocery store and, you know, there's empty shelves and there's, you know, huge lines of people. And like, it's just like we've normalized like this post-apocalyptic world already. And it's just kind of crazy like how fast like we as humans just adapt to like crazy situations around us.
Yeah.
it's bizarre. It's like I saw somebody put this on Facebook or one of the social media sites where it was like, this episode of Black Mirror sucks. and that's kind of what it feels like. It feels like an episode of Black Mirror right now. And
I have my own theories about what's going on. But first of all, why don't we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. I'm Andrew Sturgeon.
And I am Justin Womack.
And we are the Marketing Geeks.
Marketing Geeks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're live streaming. I'm using restream.io. I have no idea if how well it's working and what platforms we're on, but we're live on a bunch of platforms simultaneously. But again, we are in a strange time. This is, there's no precedent. I've never experienced anything like this. You've never experienced anything like this. I think in a lot of ways, this is, it's different, but like it's the ramifications are from what's happening are going to be worse than what happened in 9/11. So...
But I also have a feeling that this is going to be good in the long run. I think that there's going to be there's got to be a recalibration of all things, man. I mean, it's like, I have my own theories about, and I'm coming at this from a much more cosmic sort of,
stance. Of course you are.
But I believe that this is really on some grand scheme. Because the entire planet, it's not like this is a thing that is affecting a country or an industry or a region. This is affecting the entire planet simultaneously in the same way. And I think that this is a way for us to collectively take stock, look at what our systems are and how it's affecting people and how fragile everything is. And everybody's got to stop for 3 weeks and 4 weeks, maybe longer. I mean, this is an unparalleled event in human history. And so I always take these types of things instead of being in fear. I look at like, how is this going to ripple through time? You know, I know in China, divorces are way up. In 9 months, childbirths will be way up. So
divorces are right now. They've gone up like during this crisis. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. They've spiked in China. So, cause you know, it's dying down. The question I have for you is, what will Generation Corona be called? Like, when they're teenagers, will they be called quarantines?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole new world, man. It's unknown territory. And like what you said, though, like while we're all in this together, Now, luckily for us, we're not personally feeling the health ramifications of it. Neither of us have loved ones that are sick. We're not stuck in that boat. Right. And for the people that are in that boat, my heart goes out to you. And I just say, focus all your attention on yourself or your loved one. But for everybody else that's, you know, in this quarantine unknown position, it's like we're all in this strange time where there's a lot of financial uncertainty. And for business owners out there, the business owners that I know are getting hit really, really hard. And they're getting hit with lost clients. They're getting hit with lost speaking gigs. They're getting hit with cancellations. They're getting hit with tons of different avenues. And you know, we were supposed to go to a wedding in a couple of weeks, and I'm not 100% sure that it's been fully canceled, but at the very least it's been largely reduced in attendance.
Yeah.
And most weddings across the country and around the world are getting canceled. And when you think about just like one wedding being canceled, think of all the different avenues that go into that. You're talking about like caterers, you're talking about like dressmakers, you're talking about DJs, you're talking about like venue operators. Like there's a lot, every time like one thing like that gets canceled, it's spreading across like multi-industries. There's a lot of economic damage being done.
Yeah. And there's a lot of uncertainty and people are scared, and understandably, but, you know, I think my feeling is that because this is something that everybody is affected by, I don't think that this is going to be something that is going to last long term. What I do think is going to happen is people are going to really assess what their lifestyles have been, which we need to. I mean, in all honesty, because when people really think about it, like this is the one great equalizer for all of us. You know, we're all going to get it eventually. Most likely, none of us are going to die. But unfortunately, there are going to be some people who are going to be affected by this. I'm very happy that no children have suffered any, there's been no child losses.
Me as well. We both have young children.
I mean, that would make this thing a lot more depressing. So I think that this is on a more like spiritual level, this is a time for us to really look at, like, we can't have infinite growth. You know, we've got to look out for the environment. The environment is doing this to us because we've been gnawing away at habitat.
It's also like a forced, big forced redirection on the way that a lot of us live in excess. People living in excess are having a huge wake up call right now as the grocery stores are emptying, and all of a sudden, you know, what was luxury is no longer available. And you know, what's like another interesting industry being hit right now is the Airbnb, because I was talking with a guy yesterday who, one of his clients, owns several Airbnbs, and he, in a similar way to what people were doing in 2008, where they were buying tons of properties and they would just pay, the rent would cover the mortgages for every property. But when the economy crashed, the dominoes came tumbling.
Yeah.
Well, in a similar way, some people are feeling that with Airbnb, because they were filling those, they're having no problem filling these big properties with renters, but all of a sudden they're getting cancellations constantly. The story I heard was this guy lost like 60 grand in a day from cancels. And that's going to be big. Plus, I think we're about to see huge defaults on credit cards. I can't imagine that people are going to be paying their credit cards when they have a choice of kind of if money's tight, and it's going to be for a lot of people, how are they going to prioritize that? So that's something that I see as another thing that's in threat, is credit card companies. How are they going to react? Are they going to freeze your line? I don't know.
My heart does not bleed for the credit card companies.
But people rely on them.
They do. But I also think that that's a mistake. You know, here in the Netherlands, they don't do credit that way. There's no Experian. There's no credit report. There's no credit score. Your credit card is like American Express. That's the only type of credit card you get. You have to pay it off at the end of the month, and the Dutch are very frugal. Most of the people here are like, if I can't afford it, I'm not going to buy it, and so I appreciate that. People are a bit more economically together here in this country. But I also feel that there is a real opportunity for a reevaluation of how we do things in this country, and not just this country, but like globally. Like, for instance, I think that the benefits from all of this is, number one, smog is way, way down because people aren't...
Because nobody can... Well, most people are not driving. There are still a lot of people driving.
So there's a lot of people, though, that are starting to telecommute. And so I think that one of the benefits from this is, like, why do I need to go to an office every day? What is the point of that? And I think that business in general will get reassessed, because we do travel and spend a lot of time and waste a lot of time going back and forth. Why can't schools be teleschools? You know,
well, and to that effect, Andros, as I told you before we started recording, of everything, you know, the stock market crashed massively. But you know what didn't crash was the one stock Zoom, which we are using. We are broadcasting through Zoom right now, which is a live video conferencing platform. Their stock went up during this. Their stock has gone up during the crash. And that's insane. But I mean, it makes sense on a level that everybody's going to be moving to platforms like Zoom, whether it's Skype, whether it's Zoom, whether it's GoToMeeting or whatever they're doing over there now. We're forced into this. And the thing is that a lot of companies don't like the idea of virtual because they like to be able to micromanage people and they like having them in offices and cubicles. But it's being forced to implement this. They're going to see what the costs are. They're going to see that they could save a lot of money by not having giant office spaces. Yeah. I mean, that's damn sure.
I mean, WeWork. WeWork is, interesting that they kind of took a dive. I wonder if they'll make a rebound on some level. But
well, they not yet.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to get into some news stories that how so far the coronavirus has affected marketing. Just for the record, this is kind of interesting. I have had a lot more success with my online marketing endeavors recently because more people are in front of their computers. And so online marketing right now is really, really good. And so if that's one area you think, oh, I can't afford online marketing, no, you've got to like keep your online marketers. And if you're an online marketer, convince your clients that now is the time, because it's a simple argument. People are in front of their computers. They're reading the news. They're watching stuff. There's a lot more eyeball time on people's systems. This is a great time to be a marketer.
So two things there. Yes. I mean, part of marketing is capturing attention, right? And right now you have opportunities to capture more attention than you've had in quite a while, because more people are online than normally, and they're working from home, they're in quarantine, whatever the status is. So there's going to be an opportunity to get people's attention. Now, there's also going to be a pullback, I mean, likely pullback on the, you know, triggering somebody to spend money. So it's a combination. But if you think about this from a long-term perspective, now's a good time to put out content. Like, focus on content, not necessarily on offers. I mean, the business is going to, business goes on.
Yeah.
So we're in a commerce society. Business goes on.
And
offers will be made.
Yeah. And this, you know, we're all going to move past this. It's, you know, this isn't going to last forever.
But you have an opportunity to build personal brand equity right now.
Yeah.
Because if you're just, all you're doing is putting out content, putting out quality content, building an audience, like, that can last beyond this, and there's an opportunity, especially in that regard.
In fact, the Marketing Geeks is going to present a very special episode, probably in our next episode, which is, we are going to go over things you can do right now while you're in quarantine that will allow you to be, instead of, you know, binge watching The Expanse, which I...
Or 24-hour news.
Or 24-hour news, especially that. We're gonna go over a list of things that you can do, and we're gonna help you with that in this time. We're not just here to spew our marketing knowledge. We're gonna drop some skills on you that you can actually utilize this time to when we come out of it. You'll be ahead of the game. You'll be stronger, and you'll have some professional skills that you can actually go right into the workforce without any kind of pause. So, we're putting that show together with the help of, here's my lovely wife, Iris. She happens to be standing.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Iris.
So, she's also the producer of our show, but, lucky for us, we are in quarantine together. So
that makes us very happy.
Yeah. So I know that right now I'm turning my headphone around so Iris can hear. But I know that right now, probably even one of our 7 listeners is dreading the idea of being locked in their house with their spouse. Me, this is like Christmas. So
well for me, Andres, I have trouble getting work done when I have my 2-year-old here, or almost 2-year-old.
And oh yeah.
It's daycares are gonna close here in the next day or two. So I'll be spending the day with him coming forward, and my wife has a government job, so she's not going to be staying home. So it's going to be me with the kid.
Yeah,
and
that's going
to
be challenging.
Trying to get work done. So it'll be challenging.
Yeah,
but everybody's in the same boat. That's what I got to remember is we're all in the same boat. It's how we react to situations, not what's presented to us.
Well, one of the things that I was going to put on my list in our special episode coming up that I'm going to relate to you, how you can turn your boy into a man. Are you ready?
My 2-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. All the Police Academy movies in order. You got to watch them all.
That's been a long time, man.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen them all, but I've seen a bunch of them.
Well, you got time now because you're in lockdown.
Well, schools here are providing like stuff for kids that they have to do or can do, even if they're really small. Like our 5-year-old gets like education and things we need to do with him. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It
gives us structure and gives him something to do. But yeah, it's going to be challenging for you, Justin. Wow.
Yeah, it will be.
Hard work. Hey,
now, I just want to bring up too, we had 2 guests this week that both canceled because of coronavirus situations. Yeah. So we were supposed to be recording a guest appearance episode right now and yesterday. So, I mean, we can create content, just me and Andros, but it's...
All day,
every day, man. But it's, you know, it's... We're losing people that way. And I mean, we'll reschedule and we'll regroup, but it's crazy how far fetching like all of this goes. And I will admit that I didn't take it seriously and I guess it's because I looked at the numbers of like who's getting affected. I saw like, okay, 2%, that.
So
I didn't take it seriously that we would ever get to this point, where, you know, the sports world is closed. Lots of businesses are closing. The movie theaters are closed.
Hotels, restaurants, bars, everything.
Well, that's why I think we should get into some news because there's some other things that are being affected that I'd love to talk about. So without any further ado, let's get into some news. You know, this is a new world. It's unprecedented, but I actually think this is going to, the results of this is going to make everybody a lot closer. And we're going to really, I mean, look, man, you're going to spend a whole day with your son that you never would have spent. Those days are rare. You're going to you're going to be able to take him maybe to the beach. I mean, you know, it's
not that virtual beach.
Virtual. Why don't you take him to the beach?
Because we're on lockdown.
Like lockdown? Yeah, come on.
Well, you can go to I don't know. Yeah,
you're going to go to the beach. Kids love take your fucking kid to the beach. Okay, so I've got some stories here, man. Are you ready? Are you ready to,
Yeah, bring them on.
Ready?
Bring them on.
All right. Here we go. So without any further ado, here is some Marketing Geeks news. Headspace. This is
it's a meditation app, right?
Yeah, it is. I actually have it. This is nice. Headspace is now free for healthcare and professionals because of the pandemic. First of all, I got to give a big shout out to and a virtual hug to the healthcare providers and the people who are still going to work at like the grocery stores. You people are heroes. Really, you guys are heroes. So I think that from a marketing perspective, Headspace giving free healthcare professionals membership to the app, which is a guided meditation app. I've actually used it, and it's pretty good. If you don't normally do meditation, it takes you through a guided meditation. So I think from just marketing standpoint, giving people this product for free is really nice.
Yeah, it's a good gesture. It's a gesture of good goodwill, good faith. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, it's also getting your brand out there. So it's an idea. Like if you can provide a service during this time, for your business, you know, that's something that, that people, it means a lot to people. So, you know, that's, it, it's, I like to see companies kind of doing stuff like this. Another cool thing is Moog. They have
Moog. I don't even know what Moog. What is Moog?
Oh, Moog is and Korg. They're synthesizers. They go like way old school. Like one of the first synthesizers was a Moog synthesizer, and so they're offering their Moog apps for free while we're all stuck at home. So it gives you an opportunity to make some music. So that's a cool little. You know, I think that's neat that they're doing that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Now, if you're stuck at home and you were looking forward to seeing the new Trolls film, you're in luck because Universal will release films currently in theaters for $20 for rentals.
Oh my God, this is the best news ever.
The Invisible Man, The Hunt, Emma, and Trolls World Tour are coming to
a virtual screen near me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, what also came was Disney Plus released Frozen 2 3 months early on Sunday in the U.S. Yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So we have Frozen. Frozen 2 is now available on your Disney Plus provider. And so my wife is in a group with other moms, and they were all like celebrating Frozen 2 on Disney Plus. So it's cool that some of the stuff that they're making an effort, like the companies are making an effort to reach out to the, you know, the mothers that are home with their children and the families that are home with their children and, you know, make it a little.
Don't be fooled, man. This is like, no one's going to the theater. How are we going to recoup the cost on this stupid movie?
All right. Maybe I'm trying to put a positive spin on something, right?
Well, to a degree, I you know, my big question with stuff like this, really, it comes down to one thing. Mm-hmm. The big question for me is how is this going to affect the MCU? Because
I'm sadly, it really did cross my mind also, and I feel terrible about it. But and so tell everybody what the MCU is, because not everybody knows. I mean, we gotta fill in the gap here for a few people.
Yeah. So the MCU is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And it's, you know, all the like it's like my one addiction. Maybe I got a few others, but it's like the one thing that I will definitely pay to see is you know, the Iron Man, that like Endgame was amazing. Like, oh, I just love them. So they've stopped production on all of these things. Black Widow is supposed to come out in a few months.
In May.
And the Marvel series are dependent on interactions with the movies. So that means that the Marvel series that were coming out may also be delayed. This may push back the entire MCU, and I may have to wait another year. You know, I mean, it's bad enough we already have to wait another year for Fast and Furious 9. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah, so terrible. It's just so tragic. Fast and the Furious, but the one that I did want to see that did get delayed was James Bond. Got delayed till November, but who knows if that sticks.
Yeah. Well, we haven't descended into Planet of the Apes yet. So, you know, it's funny. You know what's funny about this is I just finished reading The Stand not too long ago again. Mm-hmm. And The Stand is a book about a disease that wipes out like 98% of the population on Earth.
Really? I haven't read that. That's the Stephen King one. I remember that. That's all I remember.
Yeah. And the first half of the book is just basically society breaking down, and he does it so well. So I highly recommend it. Other news, Uber, this is from The Verge, Uber and Lyft are suspending carpooling in response to coronavirus pandemic.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you don't want to jump into an Uber or Lyft and the person sitting next to you is coughing on you. So I could get that.
Yeah. But that could happen, you know, regardless.
Well, it can happen regardless, but I mean, you know what I mean? If you're doing Uber and Lyft, let's like one at a time. Or pick up two people at a time. Yeah, I think it makes sense. That's smart.
Yeah, exactly. So as far as Uber and Lyft goes, sorry, guys, no more carpooling.
But again, it's just a matter of time before these services are completely shut down. I mean, I don't think Uber and Lyft are going to be able to be operational for that long. I mean, at least for a temporary halt. There's going to be a temporary halt on everything, I think.
Well, and this also comes, it's an interesting conversation about the gig economy, right? The gig economy.
Well, we already talked about Airbnb, which is sort of gig. Yeah. That's getting hit.
So it's, but this is also a conversation that we need to have about like, there used to be a time in this country when you could support a family on a job that was
a single income.
You can work at you could put a family, you could feed a family, buy a car, put your kids through college. It was possible. Now nobody offers any kind of assurances with a company. There's no telling if the company is even going to be in existence, right? Yeah. So it's one of these things where again, we need to reassess this as a culture, you know, because if this is all it is, it's just a thin veneer of society that one hiccup. And this isn't really a bad hiccup. This is kind of a minor thing.
That's the crazy thing is like, that this really is, I mean, like this virus could have been so much worse. And it doesn't mean that things could take a
turn.
It's
going to get bad.
Either way. But it's like this thing with a 2% more, 2% mortality rate, which is still a huge number. If everybody got infected at a 2% mortality rate, we're talking big, big numbers. So it's a big deal. But it's still shutting down the entire world. Like it's crazy how this is happening.
But imagine how the entire world is going to be affected if climate change becomes a really big deal, which it already is. And I think this is one of those things that people need to look at, that these things are connected, folks. So we it's not like we could just restart everything again. We've got to look at the whole system, and that's what I'm hoping that people, as the saying goes, the entire species goes crazy simultaneously, and one by one they get their sanity. So I hope that one by one we all get our sanity back through this entire thing.
And we often see that some people won't react to things until it personally impacts them, and so a lot of people are feeling the personal impact of this, and suddenly it's really gaining traction in terms of the leaders are taking action suddenly,
Well, leaders in some countries, mm-hmm. In other news, Lime is yanking its electric scooters from California and Washington due to coronavirus. So this is another thing where, there are people who go around and their job is to make sure these things are charged and tracked. Like that whole industry is crushed.
Very big. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's big in big cities. Like yeah. We don't have them where I live, but like San Diego has tons of those things. And I'm sure they're big in LA.
Yeah. Italy,
San Diego is where.
Italy, Spain, and France also. Okay. So, it's another industry affected, but I mean, that also makes sense because the virus can live on things for several, even a couple of days sometimes. So,
yep.
AMC theaters will close across the U.S. for up to 12 weeks.
And we talked about their stock. Their stock is trading at $2.40 right now.
Yeah.
Down 60% in the last month, I think it was, 70%. They've taken, they're at the level probably where they're close to bankruptcy, if they're taking that big of a dive. They're expecting right there in the subheadline, the worst box office in 20 years this last weekend. And they're projecting similar numbers for the annual box office because of this. And so from that standpoint, Hollywood, the movie industry, like they're going to lose billions. And
the question is, are movie theaters even relevant anymore? I love going
to an extent.
Yeah. I love going to the movies. But I think that people...
They're not essential. I was telling you that. They're not essential.
They're not essential. And I think that people moving forward are going to be a little uncomfortable jammed into a room full of other people.
I got to get my VR goggles so I can pretend like I'm in a theater, but I'm really at home. And then people could sneak up on me when I'm not looking.
Well, if you want your VR goggles, I couldn't find a news article, but I found out that Pornhub, everyone's favorite, trafficked website is if you're in Italy,
it's like the number two traffic website in the world, but nobody right. talks about it.
Well, if you are living in Italy, or if you happen to have a VPN that is that points to Italy, they're giving away a free month. So if you ever wanted to check out Pornhub Premium, I
No comment.
I would never.
Of course not. Not you.
I would never say that I lived in Italy when I really didn't, you know. But if you're curious and just want to find out what this fuss is about, if Pornhub Premium is really that much of a... But again, it's like they're giving away, you know, they're like, I'm sure they're going to convert people out of that, you know?
So how long do you think this lasts? Like, what's your like projection? I mean, I guess just to like throw it out there, these aren't going to be official, obviously.
Yeah, my thought on that is that I think, well, the repercussions of it are going to be years. It's going to be years. I think that from a society standpoint, how we interact with the world around us, I think that there's going to be a huge shift moving forward. Nothing will be the same again, and nothing can be the same again. So I think, and that's good on some level. I think that the immediate finance, I think that financially the markets and everything will kind of pick up without too much of a hiccup, because it's, as I said, it's not like it's a country or an industry. This is everything, right, across the board. So
it's interesting because I don't know how they pick back up, but I'd like to think that's true. I just keep looking at like tons. Every industry in the world is losing money right now. It's like Everybody's bleeding money. I don't know how economically this turns around with a big uptick in the market. I would love that. I am hoping for fast figuring this thing out. It's just like I look around. Everybody I know is being financially impacted one way or another. So what's good is that it's a global. It's global. It's not one industry. It's going to be bankrupted. But then it's like travel. Like, how long is it going to be until we're comfortable traveling again? Like airline stocks or travel agents, people running travel agencies. Like, I mean, there's so many areas here that are like we have to think about, and like what these ramifications mean, how long they last. Because some things I think we could pick right back up and like almost act like this didn't happen. But some areas, I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, like for instance, here's a perfect question. You know, it's like they're infusing the markets with cash. The United States government is basically printing money and just shoving it.
They bought like $7 billion in bonds or more or something.
Yeah. And it's like, well, what would happen if they took that $7 billion and built a high-speed rail system across the United States, right? A good high-speed rail system.
During a non-crisis time, yeah.
We wouldn't have to rely on airlines as much, and it would cut down on pollution. And it would give people, it would make us a bit more modern as a country. When I say us, I mean, you know, America. So I think that there are still going to be mistakes made, but I also think that we collectively need to start reassessing and looking at like, I mean, come on, Joe Biden, really, really, Joe Biden, like, what's he going to do? And it's that's going to be awful, and Donald Trump is going to be awful, and I think that it's time that we have to like rebuild the system. When I say that to people, a lot of times they're like, oh, well, that can never happen. It's like, man, people have rebuilt systems all the way through history, right? Where things don't work and then we rebuild it. And one of the magic things about the human race is that we are a species that can overcome anything. We can like, we get into a situation, it becomes normal, but then we can overcome it. And I think that is due to happen for us.
Well, if you're going to move people to action, crises, these are the times that people are going to be coming together more than any other time in human history. So if something's going to happen on that front, like if the government would change, or if there's going to be some sort of institutional changes to the country, to the world, they're going to happen in the next year, you know? I mean, or they're going to, the foundation, you know, the work to get those moving are going to start in the next year.
Yeah.
And then maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure yet, because we haven't felt the impact of this yet. Obviously we felt the impact, but I don't think like people aren't struggling for money yet.
Yeah.
I mean, not a ton of them, not yet. And I think that's going to come for some people. I don't know what percentage of people that is. And I don't know. And I don't know that for certain, but I mean, we're talking about business owners that are not going to get their reliable income to pay their mortgages. They're not going to have that coming in.
But that's everybody. That's going to be everybody, right? So what are the banks going to do? Are they going to repossess everybody's houses? I mean, I think.
I mean, here in California, Governor Newsom put a moratorium on evictions, so renters are not going to get kicked out of their homes. They'll probably do something similar with homeowners, but then again, it's. Yeah, it's just a very complicated situation.
Yeah, but at what point are you know the homeowners who are paying the bills collectively going to just say, you know what, this sucks for everybody, like all the credit card holders, we're not going to pay it. What are the credit card companies going to do?
They're going to freeze your account.
And then what? I mean,
that's it. They're just going to freeze your account, and then I don't know after that. But if renters don't pay their rent, then the owners of those properties don't get paid, and then they, you know, I mean, dominoes collapse as things fall apart. As payments.
Oh, Domino's is going to be doing gangbusters, man. Don't worry about Domino's. So, I want to just address before we close out the show. I just want to mention something.
Close it out on some happy.
And that is something that Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, said. Which I loved. And he said, when I was a little boy and there was a terrible tragedy or an accident, I would be scared. And my mom would say, don't worry about what is happening there, because look at all the helpers. Look at all the people who are helping right now. And I think ultimately this is going to definitely bring people together. I know that there's a lot of people who think that, you know, this is the apocalypse and now I can use my guns to like steal toilet paper or whatever. But we are a species that at the end of the day, when the building's on fire, there's always people that run into the building to save people. And I think that it's time for us to really look at each other honestly and be see where we need help. So I'm inviting people to really offer yourself in any way possible, and that we're here too. So we're going to be offering some free shit in the next few weeks, including this is a good time to redo your LinkedIn profile. We're going to be doing our LinkedIn masterclass. We're going to be talking about podcasting. We're going to be providing new content. So the Marketing Geeks are not going anywhere. We're actually writing this through the adventure with you guys.
And again, as bad as it gets, like we all have the opportunity or the ability to control the way that we respond to the things that are outside of us. We can't control any of this. For a lot of us, again, I think I mentioned it earlier, but we haven't had free time to do projects or take on endeavors that we otherwise would like to do. And so there is an opportunity in that to start writing again, start recording videos, start recording podcasts, start creating content in some form or another. That I think that we all, like, we should look at this and see, okay, what can I do to set myself up so when we do come out of this, I haven't wasted away a couple of months and I'm not behind, but rather I have, I'm ahead because I've used this time to grow personally and professionally, and I'm positioned myself to be able to re-enter the workplace or re-enter the entrepreneurship space in a better spot than where this began. So
well said, my friend. Well said. And with that, we're going to close out this special edition.
Fine episode.
Special edition of Marketing Geeks. Stay healthy out there, everybody. Ping us on LinkedIn. I'm still checking my LinkedIn profile. And we're going to be making the Marketing Geeks even better during this time. That is our goal. Yep. So, and
with that, stay classy.